Sharfa Mishnah 5, Seh Truma Shinafle Lemeh, if you have one unit of Truma that falls into 100 units of non-Truma, Higbia, and then you take out one. So we've said before that although it's nullified 100 to 1, we've mentioned before that what you're still supposed to do is take one out and give it to the Kohen, and the rest is permitted to the non-Kohen. You've still got to remove one. Says this Mishnah, what happens if you remove one, and you're about to give it to the Kohen, and then the Nafla Lamakom Acher, you drop that one into other produce. So now what happens over there? Rabbi Lezer Omer Midmas Ketruma Vada. Says Rabbi Lezer, we look at it as the one that you were going to give to the Kohen, as if it's proper Truma, even though it's not really because it's nullified 100 to 1. But nevertheless, because you were going to give it to the Kohen, we look at it as proper Truma, and it will render the next mixture forbidden unless there's a ratio of 100 to 1 over there. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say, Eina Midmas Ela Lefi Cheshbon. So the rabbis, it only renders that mixture prohibited proportionately, meaning only 101 part of what fell into the second mixture. So if you look at what fell into the second mixture, only a little bit of that, one less than 1% of that, will be viewed as truma, as normal truma. And if there's enough in the second mixture to nullify less than 1% of it, then we will assume that it is nullified. And that reason being, obviously, that when the one fell into the original one, fell into the 100, so we view it as if it evenly distributes amongst the 100. So every amount you take out, less than 1% of that will be the original truma, and the other remainder of whatever you take out will be normal produce. So you look at it proportionately. You've got to judge it proportionately what you took out, and that is how you would be you would have to nullify it. That's the amount you would need to nullify it, less than 1%. Of what falls into the second pile needs to be nullified, not the whole amount that falls into the second pile.